Well, here's another installment of the Motorcycle Audio Diaries. It's Friday, November 9th, 2007, and it's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm getting ready to leave to go meet some of the fellow riders from the Lone Star BMW Riders, Dallas. And we're going through Mississippi in a short skirt across into Alabama. I'm going to meet Bo, Jim, Herman, and Tom. Tom just got off of a plane, hopefully this morning, from Hawaii. And that's why we're leaving a little late. So we're going to meet down there in Forney and head off. And we're going to go to the Barber Museum. And then come back over back towards the Mississippi River and eat some supposedly famous tamales at the Berman Mall. Okay, we're ready to go. And it's Friday, November 9th, and we're heading out from Forney, Texas, heading through Mississippi and Alabama. Got Bo and Jim and Tom Oliver and Herman. We're going to go do the Super Slab for a while. Say good morning, Bo. We're doing some audio journaling.
Good morning, folks.
And Herman's over here with his high-tech bike. And Tom made it back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Say hello.
All right. Yeah, glad, Hawaii.
Glad you could make it.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. I was going to try to play catch-up, but I was going to go.
I bet you were.
Unless I couldn't stay up in the driveway.
Well, we'll try to put a bike on both sides of yours, so if you start leaning over, we can just kind of kick you back over and start going to sleep.
Yeah, you ought to ride behind Jim, and I'll be a tail sweeper. That way, we got communication from the front to the back.
All right.
Are you good for about 170 miles?
Yes, I'm good for that.
I've got a quart of fuel in my bag and a siphon hose if you need it. We'll use one of you guys as a tanker.
I can do in-flight refueling. It's really have to pull over.
I don't think it's that necessary.
It's iron butt talk, isn't it?
Can't stop.
Jim, if it's okay, if we have Tom behind you, I'll do the sweeper, if that works.
Okay.
He and I can talk to each other.
Okay.
But I'll go anywhere you please.
That works. That's wonderful.
That way we have somebody in the back.
Let me know if there's any issues or troubles or people need to stop.
I hit a piece of metal.
Or yeah, or whatever.
Oil right. Blowing out my engine now.
Yeah. Ooh. The longest stop is from here to Shreveport. And I think we'll be fine on it, 175.
That'll work.
The rest of them are a little bit shorter. Shouldn't be any issues.
I had a carrying juice while ago, so okay. I may have to stop.
At what speed are y'all comfortable riding at? What do you want to do?
We're calling you.
Okay. Caller, if you need anything, be real informal. Don't follow too close.
Yeah, maybe I was a little bit too close.
Thanks, Fly.
Yeah.
That would have given that metal time to drop.
Yeah, I didn't see it until it was too late. And
yeah, I couldn't swerve.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Did it catch your wheel? Did it catch your tire?
Oh, it did. Damage to his.
Ooh, knocked a dent in my pipe and
oh man,
chipped the cylinder hit. I didn't even hear it hit. I saw it, but I wasn't sure I hit it because I didn't hear anything. I didn't feel anything, but it must have hit pretty good because it knocked a pretty good dent in the header.
Let's do it. Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Cool, isn't it?
360 miles so far.
Yeah, I think Tom wants to eat. I think he's about to pray.
I sense that.
Yeah,
I could use some myself.
He's about to pray.
Let's see what he comes up with.
Well, we should find some Cajun food.
We're talking about the fact that you're ready to eat, so.
Well, no, I can wait. If it doesn't fit everybody, I'm okay. I can go.
I really had my heart set on Dreamland Barbecue about 260 miles from here.
So we can go ahead and grab lunch, and then we can...
yeah. Greenland Barbecue in Alabama.
I could eat again in 270 miles.
Oh, yeah.
You hungry?
I'm a little bit hungry.
I'm a little hungry. He said there's a Goldie's Barbecue. He said it's a lot better than Greenland.
Shoot, we can make that work.
I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah. I just realized a while ago, I said, I haven't eaten anything all day. And took that BC powder back there, and I realized, I don't have anything in my stomach but medicine.
Yeah. There's a good excuse right there. You guys notice that road doesn't turn much back there?
No, it doesn't.
That last one we were on?
About the most excitement you can get is lane changing.
There was a curve. You didn't.
There was a curve. How many miles back was that?
It was 175, but it was kind of a nice little turn to the right a little bit.
I remember that. We go faster if you wanted.
Get a little lean.
I almost lost it in that turn. I wasn't expecting it.
You have to go fast so you can get a little lean in the lane change.
I think the last curb I remember was a high five.
Yeah.
And the only hill was this bridge right over here over the Mississippi, I believe.
When we passed the Delhi exit, that's where I was born. So that's my old stomping grounds, that part of northeast Louisiana.
Is that right?
You come back home.
When I was in the 10th grade. But both my grandmothers lived in Monroe and West Monroe. The dad had a car dealership in Delhi, Chrysler Plymouth Dodge dealer in the 60s. And I remember we used to go down to the Gulf, deep sea fishing. We had a deep sea fishing boat. Uh-huh. And the only bridge was that black one you see across the Mississippi, but it also housed the train. And so whenever you crossed it, you had to literally your tires to pass the semis that would be passing. With us pulling that camper and that boat, you had to rub your tires on the rail to pass them, and you'd go real slow. And they'd have to pull their mirrors in. That's how tight it was. So,
Bo, Tom is going to take us to a restaurant that he has researched.
Our question is sourced after we eat.
Well,
was that the gentleman that was just talking to us?
That was the gentleman that was just talking to us.
The southern.
Yeah, he should be.
Southern gentleman.
But he changed his mind on me 3 or 4 times. when he saw I wasn't going to bite on the one that was 8 miles out of the way, then he's been. I don't think I'm going to get them to go 8 miles out of the way. Greenland Barbecue by chance? Let's do it. Turn to that service road, and it's right down by Sears. It's called Goldie's Barbecue.
Alright.
Little brownie y'all hollering me across a median back there around Tyler, where the hills are
getting
wet. Well,
we had
to. I thought if they don't saw me across, this is going to take forever. Well, those people were out of their vehicles walking around.
Yeah.
Something was bad up there.
I've been listening to the CB, and there was like 2.5 mile backup, so that's what I told Jim. I said, hey, there's a 2.5 mile backup, and no telling where it's going to free up. They may still be there.
Yeah, we'll go back and we'll see lettuce all over the highway.
We're not going back that way.
Right. Okay. That's right. Yeah, we're going a little further north.
Not there anymore.
I've got a ham radio, an FRS, GMRS radio, and a CB. All three.
You are definitely teched out there.
Well, I just decided if I was going to do some, I may as well do them all. So.
Kind of a testament.
And that was one case where
it's give and take.
It is.
Or as my wife would say, it's compromise.
It is. No compromise today. I bet you had more to laugh today than you had on Tuesday.
It kept going.
You were right at home with that off-road expedition.
Yeah, I thought this is going to be fun. Then I got on some FM for a little bit there, and I thought, this will be good. We'll just follow these little trails all the way. We got lucky and it come right back into 20.
Yeah, yeah. That worked out real nice.
Except when we got on that road, I thought, oh, we'll never get off this road.
Take that little market road all the way to through Mississippi.
We sure weren't making good time. Kind of hard to do 80 on that little market road. People pulling out of their driveway.
We got that first red light going east to west. You radioed and said, we can turn here and we'll go right through the stop sign.
He thought we passed it, the back
end. I thought we would have
passed it. It was closed.
But it was too early.
You fellas like to sit down.
Oh, they'll probably prepare a cable for us. Appreciate it.
You'll run into 20 up here.
It's a hopping place.
Yep.